Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm day with clear skies. In Jerusalem, it's mild with a gentle breeze. Over in Haifa, expect some cloud cover, but no rain. For those in Eilut, the sun continues to shine brightly. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from the Gaza Strip indicate that the IDF killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike earlier today, according to Walla. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas commander who invaded Israel on October 7th in a targeted strike on Gaza. Also this hour, Times of Israel reveals that Gaza border surveillance troops are observing terror activity, reminiscent of pre-October 7th conditions. Separately, Axios highlights that Jared Kushner plans to visit Israel next week for talks on Gaza. And finally, earlier today, the Interior Ministry in Gaza confirmed that the commander of the Gaza District Police, Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, was killed. Here's what people are saying online. Gabe Draws, a popular artist, shared a post just minutes ago, humorously labeling it as the director's cut. Not a good Jewish girl, a known commentator, questioned a public figure's judgment, noting the nuances of a recent debate just 23 minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, expressed his personal trust in a specific individual, posting 25 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the targeted strike in Gaza, Walla reports that the IDF's operation led to the death of Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, a key figure in Gaza's police structure. His death signals a significant impact on Gaza's internal security dynamics. For residents, this heightens the existing tension and instability. Turning to the targeted killing of the Hamas commander. The Jerusalem Post details that the commander participated in the October 7th invasion into Israeli territory. His ongoing efforts to threaten Israeli soldiers were abruptly ended. This development underscores Israel's commitment to neutralizing threats from Hamas. Meanwhile, Times of Israel notes that Gaza border surveillance troops are witnessing terror activity similar to before October 7th. This observation comes amid international discussions with figures like Kushner and Mladenov slated to visit Israel. They aim to press Prime Minister Netanyahu on humanitarian commitments. For civilians, this could mean potential shifts in military operations or diplomatic engagement. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that LinkedIn will close its Israel R&D center, laying off dozens of employees. This move comes 4 years after acquiring the Israeli analytics startup Oribi. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that textile giant Vekonia is entering as a strategic partner in Sonovia, taking a 20% stake. This investment aims to boost the production of advanced jeans, signaling confidence in Sonovia's future growth. And finally, Kitech reveals that Wiz founders Rappaport and Kostika are independently financing the Reshet 13 acquisition. Other investors initially involved have backed out, reinforcing Rappaport and Kostika's commitment to the venture. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.